Well, parents, bad news. New survey finds that your kids will not appreciate you until they turn 27.
Really?
Yeah, that's when people finally realize just how much their parents sacrificed for them when they were kids and how much they still rely on their parents today. I would imagine some people figured out before that age.
I know I definitely did.
I think my oldest daughter is pretty much at that point. The youngest, she's going to come around one of these days, right?
Hopefully.
Right? Who's with me?
Hopefully
come on, anybody?
Hopefully it doesn't take her till 27. Well, last night, the much talked about and anticipated live production of The Sound of Music was on NBC. It was 3 hours long with Carrie Underwood starring as Maria Von Trapp. Lots of mixed reviews, but it seems to be leaning on the negative side. No one's discrediting Carrie Underwood's, you know, songs, singing ability, because she's sang everything wonderfully, but her acting ability, not so much there.
I probably wouldn't have signed up to watch this if I had realized it was 3 hours long, because it was a little late last night, but I did watch it, and I liked it. I enjoyed it. I guess I went into it thinking that it was going to be more of theater than not.
Right, which it was.
Yeah, exactly. I wasn't going to try to compare it to the movie, and I'll admit, I'm slightly biased by Carrie's looks. I mean, she looked fantastic.
I'm not surprised. Yes, yeah. I went into it with an open mind, too, because it was Carrie Underwood, and I'm a big fan of Carrie Underwood, mm-hmm. but I did not think her acting skills were up to par.
There you go. So it was well hyped, that's for sure.
Well hyped, and now I think a lot of people feel very let down.
I think it was kind of cool that they did do it live.
That was I thought that was very awesome too. Yes. And like I said, the theater production of it too, I enjoyed it.
I didn't notice any mistakes. Did you notice any
mistakes? Nope. I was kind of secretly just waiting for like someone to fall down and be like, "That's
live." Forget a line. Something like that. Yeah.
Yes. But it didn't happen, but yes, Carrie Underwood, I'd suggest just sticking to the singing.
Here's some new random stats about Christmas gifts. 45% of employers will be giving bonuses this year, and 35% will give gifts. A new survey found the best Christmas gifts are money and iPads, the worst, socks and sweaters. And finally, 56% of people will put off some of their shopping until the last minute. Of course we will.
New movies out this weekend in theaters. There's two widespread movies opening, Christian Bale's Out of the Furnace and an animated Zebra movie. Out of the Furnace is rated R. It's Christian Bale, and he takes the law into his own hands after the police fail to solve the mysterious disappearance of his brother, who's played by Casey Affleck. This movie has a lot of Oscar nominees and winners in the cast. Woody Harrelson is in it. William Dafoe, Zoe Saldana, Forest Whitaker are all in this movie. And then Kumba, it's a 3D animated movie. It stars Jake T. Austin from Disney's Wizards of Waverly Place. He's a zebra born with stripes on his face, but none on his butt. So his superstitious tribe thinks he's to blame for a mysterious drought, and he goes on a quest to find a magic water hole where the first zebras get their stripes. Lots of famous voices in this movie as well. Liam Neeson is in it. Anna Sophia Robb, Lawrence Fishburne, and Anika Noni Ross, as well as Steve Buscemi, are all in that movie as well.
If you buy a lottery ticket and you never check the numbers or you lose a ticket and it turns out to be a big winner, tough luck, right?
You hope you never come into that, but
yeah,
yes.
I thought that's what happened. Apparently, that doesn't happen in Canada. Lottery officials in Canada recently launched an investigation into a prize that had gone unclaimed for almost a year. They went so far as to look at credit card records and surveillance video, and finally last week they visited the home of 55-year-old Catherine Jones to inform her they're pretty sure she had bought a $47 million winning lottery ticket.
Oh, can you imagine?
She lost the ticket, never checked the numbers, had no idea. And they say, yes, she'll still be able to collect the money.
Wow.
I'd like to get that knock on my door.
That's a lucky lady, yes.
Stack of Leftovers has been brought to you by Silver Creek Liquor. They're right on Highway 7 in Mountain Iron.